Worse than January, online loan applications surged 226% in May, June 2026, new data shows. Sebastian Alexanderson, head of National Debt Advisors. Online loan applications from over-indebted South Africans surged by 226% in May and June 2026, according to National Debt Advisors data from 1,571 applicants assessed since October 2025. Head of National Debt Advisors Sebastian Alexanderson says the increase reflects mounting pressure on household budgets. Unemployment, higher debt repayments, inflation, fuel costs, electricity tariffs and winter expenses all hit within a very short period, he says. Some households are turning to credit simply to buy food, get to work or keep the lights on. One in four assessed applicants was found to be over-indebted, meaning they were carrying more debt than they could reasonably afford to repay, with at least R20,000 total debt owed. Of particular concern, 35 applicants were already under formal debt review. When they applied for another loan, debt review places consumers on a structured repayment plan and generally prevents further borrowing. When someone under debt review applies for more credit, it shows how deeply some households are trapped in a borrowing cycle, Alexanderson says. The surge followed several economic setbacks. South Africa's official unemployment rate rose to 32.7% in the first quarter of 2026, with approximately 301,000 additional people losing their jobs. The repo rate then increased by 25 basis points to 7%, pushing the prime lending rate to 10.50% and raising repayments on variable rate debt. By June, annual inflation had reached 5.0%, while fuel costs were 34.3% higher than a year earlier. Eskom's direct customer tariff increased by 8.76% from April, with a further municipal increase of 9.01% in July. These pressures arrived as colder weather increased spending on heating, lighting and hot water, while the winter school holidays added childcare, food and electricity costs. One increase may be manageable, Alexanderson says. The crisis comes when food, transport, electricity and debt repayments all rise at the same time. Application behavior also pointed to persistent financial stress. Around 1 in 7 applicants applied more than once, while one person submitted 7 applications. Approximately 1 in 6 applications was made between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m., including on weekends. Financial stress does not keep office hours, Alexanderson says. People may be worried about a debit order due the next morning, an empty electricity meter, or how they will get to work. He warns that using credit for recurring expenses may provide temporary relief but creates another repayment the following month. If a household is short every month, the problem is no longer one unusually expensive bill, Alexanderson says. It is a structural gap between income and essential costs. Another loan may delay the crisis, but it will not close that gap. Ends. Author at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors Plus Posts. Bio at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors Interest Rate Pain is Back. Is essay ready for what comes next? At Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors low-income South Africans owe up to 8 times what they earn at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors Budget 2026, Stable for Government, Still Tight for Households, by Sebastian Alexanderson at National Debt Advisors at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors Love is Blind, but Debt Isn't, Valentine's Day and the Cost of Compatibility at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors Betting on a Miracle. The debt trap behind South Africa's R1.14 trillion gambling boom at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors Savings Month 2025, No Cuts Left, Now What? At Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors Mid-Year Money Check-In, Relief in Sight, but Caution Still Key at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors at the Brink. Tariff tensions and political uncertainty keep South Africans on edge at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors. Predatory lending and debt abuse is a human rights issue in South Africa at Sebastian Alexanderson, National debt advises interest rate cuts. A great time to trim down that festive debt at Sebastian Alexanderson. National debt advises Black Friday deals versus debt. How to stay in control in tough times at Sebastian Alexanderson. National debt advises crisis-proof your finances with an emergency fund amid global shifts at Sebastian Alexanderson. National debt advises the mental health cost of financial independence at Sebastian Alexanderson. National debt advises heritage and wealth. How culture influences our finances. Share on your socials.